Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
To WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz, not only were you the biggest recruit in Bloomsburg history,
one of them,
you're going to feel really honored by this. We were having a friend was going to visit us here at the studio.
Yeah.
He's stuck in traffic. And he said, now I have to miss being in there in person for the top 5 at 5.
Wow.
That was his goal, to be here for the top 5 at 5.
Many people's goals.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
So I don't know if my Twitter algorithm just feeds me the single most annoying Eagles content created.
You probably stare at the tweets you hate the most, and it knows that you stare at the tweets you hate the most, so it gives you more of them. It is the anger doom loop that you're in, and you can't get out of it. You got to train your Twitter to not give you that stuff, and you're training it the other way.
Freaking Elon. This is an Elon problem.
Yeah, yeah.
He's making me the way that I am.
He is.
He's feeding me all the terrible content I see out there.
He is.
Regarding the football team. So what I have for you is the most annoying things that coping Eagles fans do that drive me the most crazy. Starting at number five is that when an ex-player says something positive, they're great. When an ex-player says something negative, all their stats are shown. They sucked. Backup quarterbacks, what does Chase Daniel know? What does Ryan Fitzpatrick know?
Donovan.
Colt McCoy. All idiots.
Yeah.
But someone sitting on their couch and never played football at a high level, trust, they're the ones that are real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the funny thing that gets me is the guys who have no agenda. Like, they don't have an agenda. They're just calling
McCoy
how they see it.
Colt McCoy doesn't have an agenda. Yeah, neither does Chase Daniel.
Yeah, they're just calling how they see it.
Yep.
May not agree with them, but they don't have some sort. If anything, quarterbacks usually go out of their way to defend quarterbacks.
Orlovsky used to be that way quite a bit, actually. Mm-hmm. Poor Orlovsky.
Feel that way sometimes.
Well, he gets, I feel like when he's negative,
oh, he gets crushed.
He gets crushed.
Especially by this fan base.
Yeah, and it gets in his head a little bit. Yeah.
Like, my favorite thing with the backup quarterback, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ike, but my perception of the backup quarterback is they have to know, because they're not usually as talented as the starter, so they have to know all the intricacies of the position in case they do get in, that they can't screw the whole thing up.
More importantly, no, you're absolutely right, and more importantly, they don't get the reps that the starters get, so we rely on the mental part of the game. So I have to know what this person is doing, that person is doing. I don't get to go out there and mess it up in practice and get it corrected. I have to actually pay attention, hope you did it right as a starter, and if you didn't, I have to know what the correction is there for when I do make, and when I may get that chance to go out there and play.
It's also notable that when you talk about coaches in the NBA, at least, it's not usually the superstar players that are doing it. It's the Steve Kerr, Tyronn Lue. Doc Rivers is a good player, obviously, but I think those guys have to understand better because they're not quite as physically gifted.
Totally agree. Yeah. I had to know every little angle because I can't just run through everybody.
No.
So, no, you're absolutely right. Give the backup player the respect they're due.
That's what we do on this show. The only one that might have an agenda is Chris Sims. But He's calmed down a little bit.
Yes, he has. He's not.
Did he put out a quarterback list before the year?
I don't think he did. I think we scared him out of it.
Well, because usually that's a week of content. So if Chris, this is a message, if you could re-release your quarterback in the summer, we would greatly appreciate it. The fourth most annoying thing that coping Eagles fans do, again, not the real Eagles fans, is they wonder why no one is critiquing another star in the city of Philadelphia.
Right.
Why don't you bring up Josh Allen? Why don't you bring up Joe Burrow? We're not in Cincinnati. We're not in Buffalo. No, we're not going to talk about Deebo Samuel, who's mad at Brock Purdy in San Francisco. I'm sorry. Right. We're worried about our own house.
That's a fair point.
It's just so annoying.
Now, that is a coping mechanism.
Oh, yes. It's 100% a cope. It's so coping.
That's a coping mechanism.
It is.
Which I actually use sometimes.
Of course, I know. Listen, we all got to use what we have to use to win an argument.
Well, could you imagine if we just came in, I open the mic, and I go, guys, I want to talk about what Deebo Samuel said about Brock Purdy.
I know.
Yeah, wouldn't work.
Listen, I had Josh Allen for about 6 weeks this year.
Dead.
Then I had to move off of that. Like, yeah, we had to quit talking about Josh Allen.
Yes, you were doing that.
Look at what they did
with Josh Allen. They minimized him. Meanwhile, he's out there.
He's taking off to be the MVP of the league.
Yeah, he's throwing like no look 40-yard touchdown passes.
No, we know what Josh Allen said. Damn all this.
Yeah.
Unleash me.
Yep. That's right. That's right. The third most annoying thing that coping Eagles fans do. This is a big one, but they bring up Jalen's win-loss total.
Oh, man, it's a good one.
And their total touchdowns. Again, the total touchdowns is a bunch of hogwash. I know 6 points is 6 points, but I'm not impressed by it. Saquon Barkley has been tackled at the one-yard line 11 times this year, and Jalen's got 10 touchdowns out of that. Saquon has zero.
Wow.
That's
a hell of a stat.
Like, just imagine.
That wouldn't happen on any other team.
It wouldn't happen on any other team. And the win-loss thing, I think we can see that Jalen does have winning qualities.
Yeah.
My only problem with the win-loss thing, especially with the quarterback, is I just don't think it's totally sustainable. And like, is Joe Burrow a loser?
No, I don't think
I don't think Joe Burrow's a loser. I think there's circumstances. Is Josh Allen a loser because the Bills allowed 44 points on Sunday? No. Like, Jalen, I don't think this is a critique, but I think that a lot of things have to be going well in a situation for that record to be what it is. He has a top 10 defense. He has unbelievable skill position players. I think that contributes a lot. It's not that he doesn't contribute anything, but I think that contributes to a majority to why they are 45-19 in his career.
I actually couldn't believe Nick wrote that out yesterday.
Well, it's of course. Win-loss. Of course he did.
And coach, you're the head coach. First of all, they're your wins and losses. Secondly, you're almost minimizing what the rest of the team did when you say Jalen is 45-19.
Right.
Like, so I was actually surprised he did that. But he's obviously doing it in defense of Jalen.
Yes.
But he knows that's a team stat.
Because that's Lane's
exactly,
record.
Yes.
It's Jordan's record.
All those guys. Yeah. Yes. AJ's
record. Yeah.
And I actually give Sirianni more credit for that record than Jalen.
That's whose it is.
It's the only stat he can have. Yeah.
I completely agree. QB wins aren't a real stat, Elliot.
But, except when we got to win an argument. So I understand that people have to do it.
I guess I do use that sometimes.
You literally use it in the 2 o'clock hour. Yeah.
We're all doing
it. It's
our
okay.
Job.
We got jobs to do.
Yeah.
The second most annoying thing that coping Eagles fans do, and this is actually starting to creep back in. It went away for a little bit, but it's back. Offense looking a little vanilla. What is Kellen Moore doing? Like, what are we talking about? If the offense looks vanilla for the second year in a row, when are we going to start connecting the dots here that maybe after we ran Brian Johnson out of town? I'm not even saying Brian Johnson's great, but the offense has looked stale again. Every time the offense looks stale, can't always be the offensive coordinator. That's my point. We don't have to scheme guys open.
Well, that's the phrase I always
hear. Scheme guys open.
As if just like scheming guys open was so easy that like there should be every play, there should be a guy
somebody should be running wide open somewhere.
Yeah, like a... The only time I ever remember seeing that happen was the Nick Foles year with Chip. It felt like
when his offense was still new.
Yeah, when his offense and nobody had it figured out. Mm-hmm. It was guys looked like they were opening all over the place. But now when you're watching those other, like most times it's not the guys aren't wide open. Sometimes they're wide open, but most times it's a step or two.
You gotta throw guys open sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
But the number one most annoying thing that coping Eagles fans do is whenever anything's going bad with the team, anything. whether it's a player comment after the game, whether it's, you know, something that happened the next day, you always got to blame WIP. It's always WIP's fault.
I was wondering fault. If this was on the list.
I've seen a lot of that this week. We have nothing to do with it
this week. Unbelievable. It's always WIP. You're ruining the season. Shut up. They're fine. You watch the game on Sunday and see if they win or lose. We have nothing to do with it.
Wow.
Totally agree.
I mean, shut up.
Jack lashing out.
Oh, poor Jack.
It's just, it's so, there goes WIP. I saw a sweatshirt today with Elliot's face on it.
No.
With the X over it. Like, this is where
we're at. A real sweatshirt?
Like, yeah, if you wanted to, yeah.
You can order it.
Yeah. It's like, what are we doing here?
Well, I want a sweatshirt with my face on it.
I was going to say, yeah, Elliot's moved
now,
up,
we could
man.
Order this for the show.
Yeah, I would love to wear those
could
for
you
next
imagine
Tuesday.
Tuesdays with Elliot, we all have Elliot.
Can I add one more to your list?
Yeah, of course.
So this is only when, because this I went through this with Ben and Joel, when somebody says that the relationship is bad, you see a screenshot of them high-fiving each other on the field.
That's the best one.
And it's like, but I was told they hate each other. Yeah, yeah.
That this week it was Jalen, Smitty, and AJ.
Praying,
yes.
Dude, he really is. It's the Ben thing all over again.
I've been saying this for weeks.
It's the comments like the one that he had like with this. Yep. It's being the limited player. It's what are you guys talking about? They're best friends.
Yes.
It's, we're starting to get right back into Ben territory.
This hour.
Hopefully it ends better as the disclaimer.
Well, it couldn't end worse.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What if he showed up with a pocket or with a phone in his pocket? And Sirianni kicks him out.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Dorn Window. Take advantage of Guided Dorn Window's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Tommy Two Sigs, you're on WIP.
Hey. What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Two Sigs?
Nothing
oh,
much,
wait a minute. Bad news. Actually, I just thought of this.
Don't worry.
Okay.
I already know.
Well, so you remember for Sacrifice for Soto.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Two Sigs said if they don't get Soto, he's going to smoke
he's
more.
Up, yeah.
Middleton might as well have dug my grave at this point.
Tommy Two Sigs, I don't want you to do that.
Oh,
I don't want
man.
You to smoke more.
Put those cigarettes down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. We just won't talk about it.
Okay.
But in terms of just the subject at hand, I mean, I really don't think we have a choice in the matter. Like, we just have to trust that, you know, he can get us the wins at this point. I view it like almost kind of like if you if you had some sort of terrible disease and this guy was like, oh, I know the guy that would help you. And you go to a guy who lives on the side of the road, you're going to have a lot of questions. But, you know, if you trust the process and he gets you that cure, it doesn't really matter. We just got to trust him up until this point, you know?
So your point now is, I don't really understand the logic here. We should just trust it the way that it's going because they're winning. Is that essentially where we are?
I say if we're gonna take Jalen at face value, yeah, essentially that's where we're at.
Yeah.
You know, he does get the W's, but there's like a lot of questions. You know.
Yeah, I mean? I think that the interesting thing at the accept it for who he is thing is there's two levels for it. There, one. Is if this is what he is and who he is, I can accept that he's not going to be better than what he is. I can accept that. That is what it is. It's very hard to scream at a guy to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes the player is just what they are. Most players,
right.
You can scream at them all you want. It's not going to make them much better than they are. That's the first part of it. I can accept that. The second part of it is, do I accept it as a formula to win a Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles,
right.
At that point, I do not accept that. That's the sort of the two-pronged thing. I think to a certain extent, we could scream and yell about Jalen Hurts being a better passer all day long, and there's probably a limiter on that. Like, it's only going to be what it is. But then I get to, I guess what I don't want to be told is, like, this is not an issue, we're winning games. You know what I mean? Because it is an issue.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I think there's a complicated dynamic there as to what we're actually saying when we say accept it.
Yeah, that's exactly why I feel like I just have to trust at this point, because I do wish it was way better. It doesn't look great at all. I don't really have the faith in it, but, hey, he's getting the W's, so, you know. Before I get my cameo, and I wanted to just say, you know, ESP, he's done being curious. He's off curious, and now he's just wondering all the time.
Oh, is he doing that now?
I was wondering. Yeah.
I hate that I noticed that, but I can't help it.
So he replaced one crutch with another one? He went from being curious to wondering.
He's not curious anymore. He's more whimsical. He's wondering now. Just always wondering.
He acts like he just woke up at a press conference, and that's why he's asking the question.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I'm just here. Now that I'm here, I'm wondering. I'm going to listen for that. Give us a cameo.
Yeah, so I don't want the massage.
Okay.
I like being tight. But, you know, give it to Corey or something. He said he wanted a massage. But
yeah.
Michael Jackson in Men in Black. Classic. Agent M.
I don't remember
Michael Jackson was in Men in Black?
Oh, you guys. Come on, you gotta watch this. It's fantastic. Michael Jackson was in First Men in Black, I think.
What do you mean, think? Yeah, I don't remember Michael Jackson being in Men in Black.
They stationed him as a very small cameo. They stationed him in, like, the Arctic because they wanted to get rid of him. And so he's, like, calling Rip Torn. He's like, I can be Agent M.
Oh, okay.
He's, like, really sad about it. It's a great cameo.
Okay, I got to check that.
It looks like he was, in fact.
Yeah?
In Men in Black, too. Right.
Men in Black 2.
Again, yes, Men in Black.
It's Men in Black 2, 2 Sigs.
Oh, yeah. And I never saw Men in Black 2. That's right.
Yeah, it's 2. Yeah. Not 1.
Well, you know, still a great cameo. Well,
all right, 2 Sigs. Yeah, it's good enough.
It's good enough for sure.
Yeah.
I know I've seen 1. I don't even remember what 2 was.
Yeah, I don't
remember what Men in Black 2 was.
It was probably just like Men in Black.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it was that different from the first one. Spencer in Conshohocken, you're on WIP.
Fellas, how's it going, y'all?
What's up, Spence?
Oh man, I'm loving this show. I'm be honest with y'all. First thing I gotta say is, you know, it was night and day. You know, what I mean, I took my son to the Baltimore game in Baltimore for his birthday, my birthday, and Jalen didn't have a good game, and everything was great because we were away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cool, no problem. But then he doesn't have the equivalent game, but he has a lesser game at home. And all of a sudden, you know, hockey sticks, is, you know, like we're just all hell's breaking loose. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I get it. You know what I mean? I'm pissed off too. But at the same time, can we show a little patience? Can we show a little, you know, like, you know, a couple years ago, like I said, it was, we got to run the ball. All right, but we got a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden we got to pass the ball. I'm like, yo, all right, come on. Which one are we doing, first of all? And second of all, I don't want to say we're winning the games, but we're winning the games. We are winning the games. It may not look pretty. It may not look, you know, sexy or whatever. We'll see this week, though. This week is a tester. You know, we're facing a 10-3 team, a good, you know, above-average defense. We'll see what happens. You know what I mean? But Ike.
Yes.
I got to ask you.
Ike Reese knows what you're talking about. Sorry, go ahead.
Ike did not watch True Romance. I cannot believe that.
Well, no, not yet.
Ike, that is one of the better movies ever in history made, bro. Wait till you see that scene with Homeboy when he's talking about the Sicilians. Oh, you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Quite a scene. Yeah, with Christopher Walken, you're talking
yeah.
about. Yeah.
With Frank Wright?
Yeah.
No, Christopher Walken and the
man, he. Well, no, I always refer to Christopher Walken as Frank White.
Yeah, Hopper.
Yes.
Hopper.
Yeah, and with Dennis Hopper, Christopher Walken, and what's his name's
King
in that
in
scene,
York?
Too? Yes,
I've seen King in New York. You knew what I was talking about.
And it's what's his name? Tony Soprano is in that scene too.
Oh yeah,
no, he's not in that scene, but he's in the joint when he he is in that scene. I'm
he
sorry.
Is. He's standing by the door. Yes.
Yeah, but that shower scene with Arquette. Oh my god.
What are we talking about right now?
I don't care.
Sorry. We're getting all.
I appreciate it, Spence.
But can I get my 3 cameos before I let y'all?
You give us one cameo. One.
All right, I'm gonna give y'all one cameo. I hope nobody gave it because it's his birthday today. Bob Barker.
Jesus. I mean, that's why we did the freaking contest, Spencer.
Well, and I don't say Spence. That every time. Yes. And that's on Spencer. That's
yeah,
on
we
me.
We got to remind people why we're doing the
contest.
Yeah,
that's actually
don't,
Spencer.
Don't snap
that,
on
well,
Spencer.
No, you know what? Spencer had three, so you can go to the second one okay. because that's on me. That's on me.
I got another one.
Now. Yes, sir.
How about, and he's an actor. And he's an actor. And it was a great movie. And he was only at the end of it. Joe Pesci, Bronx Tale.
I never saw Bronx Tale. Which
I
has
just,
commentary?
I just watched Bronx Tale.
Oh, really?
Yes, I just watched it last week.
I don't like mob movies. Too fake.
It's
what's your, what's call, your
not really a mob movie. It just has mobsters in it.
Chaz Palminteri's in that, right?
Yes, he calls his movie.
He calls Fan all the time. He calls yeah. he calls he's big Yankee guy.
I remember when he called your dad up.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that too.
I remember that.
Didn't they do a Bronx Tale like
yes,
play or something?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes. Now that's a great movie. It's not a mob movie.
Okay. All right.
But there are mobsters in it. It's surrounding that.
Okay. Do they? Yes. Is there a disclaimer that this is probably embellished and sort of fake with the mob part of it?
No. It's I guess it's supposed to be a part love story, but it's really about a relationship between father
and
son.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. beautiful.
Yeah. Shut up, Jack.
Dope.
Wait, I mean, Ewan Walker, man. You
dude, I know,
that,
yeah.
Yeah. It's basically a Bronx Tale right yeah. there, Ewan Walker.
The mob of Westchester,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Never mind. I was about to quote one of the lines.
Yeah, that's bad. We know that's not going to end well. Dude, I didn't know who Chaz Palminteri was.
Yeah.
You Google him, you know, right?
Yeah, well, no. I thought you were talking about Chaz Michael Michaels the whole time, which is Will Ferrell's character in Blades of Glory.
Nah,
not Blades of Glory, man?
Nobody's ever seen Blades of Glory.
See, he makes this seem like it's because we're
yes.
old.
Yes.
It's because...
Now, that's a dumb one. That's yeah. a dumb movie there, yes.
Well, he doesn't know anything. He only knows the stuff that he knows.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
But I know that stuff really well.
Well, yeah, sort of. You know a tweet's yeah. worth.
Oh, tweets worth.
280 characters at a time, baby.
Yeah. Well, you don't hit the more thing. 140.
Not, well, especially with Elliot's nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. his are too. All right. 215-592-9494. Can we talk for like 2 minutes about the drones next? The drones over New Jersey.
They're taking over
taking over our state.
Seems like it's going well.
Just a little bit. All right, so WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Now, the FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So, when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view the live play-by-play action, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.